弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我感谢主，我们今天交通的一个主题乃是圣灵启示的光。
Praise the Lord, today we're going to look at the revealing light of the Holy Spirit.
乃是讲到神家中的那个光的那个启启示。
Revelation from the light in the house of God.
好不好？我们在读三处的圣经，四处的圣经，四个地方。
We'll read some more verses.
如果你手中有圣经的话，打开圣经，以赛亚书45章第三节。
Please turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 45. We'll look at verse 3.
以赛亚书45章第三节，我要将暗中的宝物和隐秘的财宝赐给你，使你知道提名召你的就是我耶和华以色列的神。
Isaiah 45:3 I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord.The God of Israel, who summons you by name.
请我们这里注意暗中的宝物和隐秘的财宝。
Here we should pay attention. Mentioned hidden treasures and riches stored in secret places.
还有一个字就是使你知道。
And make known to you, that says.
然后呢，我们继续在以赛亚书的45章的15节十五节这里讲到，救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
Further down, verse 15, it says, "Truly, you are a God who has been hiding Himself, the God and Savior of Israel."
这里讲到至隐的神。
Here it talks about God who's been hiding Himself.
那我们接着看新约的圣经，约翰福音第1章18节，我们都很熟。
Now we come to.Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18. We should be familiar with this verse.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one had ever seen God, but the one and only Son who is in the bosom of God has made himself known.
最后我们看以弗所书第1章17到19节。
And lastly, we're looking at Ephesians Chapter 1, verse 17 through 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐能智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们信的人所显的能力有何是何等的浩大。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people.And his incomparable great power for us who believe that power is the same as the mighty strength.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，但愿保罗的祷告也成为我们今天在你面前的祷告。
Lord, may this prayer of Paul become our prayer in front of you.
我们真是求你将那智慧和启示的灵赏给你自己的教会。
We ask you that you give the spirit of wisdom and revelation to your church.
使我们能够真认识基督。
So that we will truly know Jesus.
真是需要你来照明我们心中的眼睛。
We need you to enlighten the eyes in our heart.
主啊，我们把这些话都交在你的手里。
We are committing all these words into your hand.
求你亲自来向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们都知道这个眼睛是非常的关键。
As we know that the eyes is a very critical organ.
特别我们里面的眼睛在我们属灵的追求上，那更是非常非常的关键。
And more importantly, it are the inner eyes in our spirit.
我们知道前两个礼拜这个在乌克兰发生征战。
We know the war is going on in Ukraine.
那么他的敌人俄罗斯呢，他第一波进攻的时候就是把他的雷达跟这个防空的系统全部把它毁坏。
And you know that Russia first went after the radars and the air defense system.
使整个乌克兰这个军队，他首先就是把他的眼睛给弄瞎了。
They tried to destroy the eyes of the Ukraine army.
这个眼睛一瞎的话，你看在整个战略上就处在这个失败的地位上。
And if they can't see, then strategically they're in a inferior place situation.
所以呢，我们从圣经的角度去看，在属灵上的征战，那个眼睛也是非常非常的关键。
And from a biblical point of view, that the importance of eyes is a very critical thing.
那么我们今天要进入的交通之前呢，我还是跟弟兄们姐妹们讲到一个点，那就是。这个生命就是人的光。
Before we go deeper into today's topics, first I want to talk about that life, it is the light of life.
这也就是为什么我们的弟兄在前面他特别的强调重生跟神国之间的那个重要性。
As our brother has shared here, the important the relationship between being born again and the kingdom of God.
如果没有在得着永远的生命的基础上，我们是没办法下面的交通的。
If you have not received that everlasting life, then we will not be able to fellowship further in today's topic.
感谢主，我想我们当中的弟兄姐妹都是重生得救的，而且都得到主的生命，所以我们感谢主，主但愿主恩待我们，让我们继续以下的交通。
I praise the Lord that you.That those of us that, who have believed in the Lord and have His life, may the Lord have mercy on us that we will know Him more.
首先我们看见第一我们看见这个神旨意的奥秘。
First, we're going to look at the mystery of God's will.
我们刚才所读的这一段我们过去交通过了很多次。那么主耶稣当他进入圣殿的时候他看见那一种不对的情形的时候主耶稣在那里说了一句话，他说：“把这些东西拿去啊，那么不要把我父的殿当作买卖的地方。”
So the same words we have looked at several times. We noticed that when the Lord entered the temple, he immediately saw the abnormal condition, and the Lord said that, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market."
英文上很清楚是我父的家。
And here it says clearly, my father's house.
这个家乃是一个敬拜的地方。
And that house of God is a house of worship.
主所看重的乃是一个实际真实的敬拜。
Lord is seeking the true worship in spirit.
那么还有看见接着下来我们看见说主耶稣讲到那个你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
The Lord also said, "Destroy this temple; I will raise it again in 3 days."
这里乃是讲到生命的实际。
Here it talks about the reality in life.
那么第三方面是讲到那个二十一节，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。这里所看重的乃是他的身体。
Here in verse 21, it says, "He has spoken of his body." So the focus is on his body.
这里乃是想到圣灵的启示所带进基督那测不透的丰富。
So the Holy Spirit is revealing to us the incomparable mystery, in Jesus, in Christ.
你就看见父。定义那个旨意，父的定义，子的执行，还有圣灵的成全。
And here you can see that God in his mindset has a plan, and the Son is executing it, and the Holy Spirit is completing it, perfecting it.
可以说是三而一的神，他在尽全力要达到的那一件事情，那一个就是他的身体，基督那个彻不透的丰富。
And the God of Trinity has gone all their way out to give us the richness that we can't fully comprehend in Christ.
这一切都是那些客观的事实。
All these are objective facts.
那么他如何能够成为跟我们有关系的那个主观的经历呢？
And how can we experience that in person, firsthand?
那么既然有事实在了，我们才能够讲到那个启示。
And the foundation are these facts. It has to be there first, so we can talk about revelation further.
那个实际有敬拜的实际，有生命的实际，有基督彻不透的丰富的实际。
Here's the reality of worship and the life and the richness in Christ.
在我们基督徒的这个生命跟侍奉上，有两个原则是支配着全部。
Work and service, and we have two important principles.
一个就是启示的原则。
First is of the revelation.
然后还有一个就是信心的原则。
Secondly, of faith.
我们每一个人重生得救，然后我们基督徒追求成圣。 然后我们要得着荣耀，都是根据这两个原则。
For us to be saved, to be consecrated, and to receive the glory, it all goes according to these two principles.
我们还没信主的时候，我们是在黑暗的里面。
When we did not believe, we live in darkness.
活在这世上，没有盼望，也没有神。
But living in this world without hope and not knowing God.
有一天，主的话，主的福音临到我们。
But then one day the word of God has touched us.
就把我们里面完全给照明了。
And it illuminates everything in us.
这个就是启示的原则。
And that is how we see the principle of the revelation.
之前我们不相信有神。
And we did not know God exists before that.
到有一天我们相信有神。
And then we turn to the point that we believe God, indeed there is God.
不光相信有神，而且我们也看见说这位神也住在我们的里面。但这个就成为我们主观的经历了，不是客观的那件事情。
Not only knowing there is God, but we also know that God dwells in us. That becomes a first-hand experience subjectively.
怎么会是这样子的呢？ 那是圣灵的工作，圣灵把那个实际。 住在我们的里面。
What makes this happen is the Holy Spirit's work in us.
所以这是有了这个基础，然后以后我们在属灵的追求上，在教会在往前去的路上，都是按照这个原则活在神的面前。
With this foundation, the churches in our personal spiritual life can grow, and they are all according to this principle.
你看我们的主耶稣，他无论到哪里。 哪里就被照明。
And you can see wherever the Lord is, He enlightens everything there.
哪里到了哪里，哪里就被洁净。
Wherever He goes, He purified that place.
只要他来到我们的生命当中，我们的生命就不一样。
When the Lord enters our life, our life is no longer the same.
他来到我们的家中，我们的家就不一样。
If He's in our family, then our family is no longer the same.
就这以色列人，他们上了圣殿，然后在那边敬拜，也把那些牛羊鸽子奉献给神。
When the Israelites went up to the temple to offer their worship, and they offered the cattle and the sheep and the doves.
但是他们不知道他们是处在黑暗的里面。
But what they didn't know is the dark condition there.
因为他们所做的，你看圣殿里面有。 有羔羊，也有祭坛， 也有祭司。
And we see that in the temple, we see the priest, we see the altar, and we see the sheep as sacrifices.
所有殿中的这一切事物，去看见这一些，表面去看这些事物都在运作。
And it seems that everything is working okay in the temple.
但是那所有一切的东西都是预表的，都是表号的。
But all these are nothing but symbols.
他们把所有的注意力都放在那个表号上面，真正的这位实际，所预表的那一位，就是这位耶稣基督，他来的时候，但是他们竟然都不知道。
They only pay their attention to these symbols, and they ignore all these symbols, who all these symbols point to. That is Christ Jesus himself.
那么主耶稣在那里洁净圣殿这件事情，就已经说明主这个启示的原则，他一出现就是一种的光，就是一种的洁净。
This event that Lord purified the temple shows us that the Lord is illuminating the temple, the Lord is cleansing the place.
那么主耶稣在洁净圣殿这件事情上，我们看见主耶稣就讲了两句话，在这里。
In this scripture, we saw that the Lord has only spoken twice.
第一句就是十五节，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
First, the Lord said, get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market.
第二句话十九节，耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
The next, Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and I'll raise it again in 3 days.
主耶稣他讲这些话的时候，下面门徒的回应是怎样子？门徒，我知道这个门徒就是约翰啊。那么约翰的回应他是怎么样子，他就想起经上所记的。
And when the Lord has spoken, how did the disciples, especially here, John, how did he respond? The scripture says he recalled what was written in scripture.
主耶稣讲两句的话，两次都提到他的门徒就想起。
Here it mentioned twice that his disciple remembered what was written.
这一个是一个启示的原则，非常非常的关键。
And this, we again see the principle of revelation. It's critical.
约翰福音第十四章二十五、二十六节。
And in Gospel of John 14, verse 4, I'm sorry, chapter 14, verse 25-26.
我还与你们同住的时候，已经将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要赐给你们所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且下面很重要，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Verse 25-26. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit,whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
今天有的弟兄姐妹他们很怕讲这个启示这句话，很怕用这句话。
They are scared about this word, revelation.
因为的确因为这整本的圣经是神完整的启示。
Indeed, we know that the Bible is a complete revelation from God.
就在圣经之外是没有启示的了。
There is no other divine revelation outside Bible.
当有人在说启示的时候，那么就有一些弟兄姐妹心中就有难处。
So if someone claims there is revelation, then some brothers are rightly concerned.
圣经我们所用的这个启示，其实它是离不开他的话跟经上所记的。
But the revelation we talk about here is all based on what has been revealed through the scripture.
那么约翰呢，是不是凭着他的自己的天然的记忆力就能够想起神的话呢？
Did John really remember these verses from the scripture by himself?
有的人天生他的记忆力就非常好。
Some of us have really good memories.
特别会背书。
They can remember things in the, from the book.
那我以前小的时候, 我最怕的一件事情在学校读书的时候, 最怕就是背书。
When I was in school, that was the thing that I was mostly afraid of.
你叫我怎么想怎么记, 我就是记不住, 就是想不起来。
So I have tried very hard and tried every method. It didn't quite work for me.
后来来到教会中看见有些弟兄姐妹会背圣经, 哇, 太厉害了。
And then in the church, I saw some brothers and sisters, they can really remember the words very well.
那是不是说我们的记忆力不好了? 那么我们就在这个, 就在主的话语上, 好像在这个启示的这个点上, 好像我们就落后的呢?
Does that mean that if I'm not strong in memorizing verses, then I will receive less revelation?
不是的, 好, 我们主的话, 我们还是要好好的领受。
We know it's not like that. First, we must do our part to take God's word to our hearts.
保罗告诉我们要把基督的道丰丰富富地藏在我们的心里, 而不是藏在我们的脑袋里。
And Paul said, let the truth of God richly dwell in our hearts. It didn't say dwell in our mind, I mean, the brain.
你我的脑袋可能很厉害, 但是它不一定是在我们心里的。
So maybe with brain power, we can memorize many things, but they are not necessarily in our hearts.
当主的话储藏在我们的里面的时候, 那么真正运用神的话是圣灵。
Now when we have these words, when we have the word of God dwell in our heart, then Holy Spirit will be able to use them.
那么在特别的环境的底下, 比方说主耶稣, 当他进入圣殿, 洁净圣殿, 来处理这些事情的时候, 那么你看见说, 这个, 那个, 啊, 使徒约翰, 他就想起主的话来了。
And God will reveal to us in a specific situation, just like here, when the Lord is cleansing the temple, and then John recollected this verse.
我想很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。我们有的时候在特别的一种情况的底下，在特别一种情形的里面，那么当时的时候主的话出现，或者有的时候里面一首诗歌在我们里面出现，立刻就能够应付当时的情况。
I think many of us has experienced that when we're in a situation that we need that the Lord will use a verse or a hymn that appears in our mind to help us deal with the situation.
虽然是没有准备,
so although it appears that we are not prepared, well, it's unprepared, but actually we have to be preparing for that all the time.
所以感谢主是圣灵的恩膏使我们能够想起主的话来。
Praise the Lord, it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will lead us to remember what is written in Scripture.
这恩膏是真的,
and that anointing is real, not counterfeit.
我们的弟兄上一次也是常常提到这个讲到这个恩膏的教训。
Our brother in his sharing has mentioned that quite often the teaching of the anointing.
那么, 这个恩膏呢,教训我们常常在讲, 但是这恩膏的教训, 它这个特点到底是, 特性是怎样子的呢?
What are the characteristics of the teaching of the anointing?
恩膏的教训的特点, 其实用罗马书第八章那里, 很清楚告诉我们, 你们体贴肉体, 就是死, 体贴圣灵, 那个特性就是生命跟平安。
It was explained very clearly in Romans chapter 8. So the mind that governed by the flesh is death, and the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
我交通一点我自己的经历。
I'll share a personal experience.
上一次徐牧师讲到去德州, 他去选择教会,两个教会,他去选择哪一个教会的时候,他有难处。
couple weeks ago,
Pastor Xu mentioned that when he went to Texas, he had a little trouble deciding which church he needed to go to serve and worship.
但是感谢主，我没有这样的难处。我一九九八年的时候。 那个12月份，我第一次来到这个教会。
By the mercy of God,
I did not run into such challenge. When in 1998, I came to this church for the first time.
我一来到弟兄姐妹的当中的时候，我里面是充满了生命的平安。
When I came in and sit down with brothers and sisters, I felt that life and peace surround me.
是一种的高油的那一种的滋润。 是非常舒服的，我想弟兄姐妹，如果你尝过这个味道，你知道我在讲什么。That is
the
nurturing of the anointing, and I know that brothers and sisters, you experience that too.
所以当我这样顺从着主的带领，我就不愿意离开这个地方。So
when I follow the
leading of the Lord, I will not leave this place.
我知道如今。 仍然保守这个平安在我们在这个聚会的里面。
I still see, receive that life and peace when I come here to worship and serve.
我就不愿意说去那个教会试试看，这个教会试试看，那里跑跑看，这里跑跑看，我不愿意这样做，因为我要保守主所给我的平安。
So that's why I'm not going to church shopping in other house of worship, because I know that here I need to remain in the peace that the Lord has gave me.
感谢主。那我们接着再看那个启示这个原则的第三方面。那个启示乃是启示书，它就是我们的主，他所要的和他所关切的。Now
we're going to look at the principle of the
revelation. The revelation is to let us see the Lord's desire and the Lord's concern.
所有经上的话不是合我们自己的意思，乃是合乎他自己的意用。
The scripture that we read is not to tailor to our need, but is for His purpose.
犹太人在问主耶稣说：“你既做这些事，到底要给我们看什么呢？”
So the Jews asked Jesus, "What authority do you have that?" What signs can you perform that you can prove your authority to do all these things?
主耶稣的回答的里面就已经表明他所关切、他所要的那一件事。
In the Lord's answer, we clearly
see what his desire and concern are.
他说：“我三日内要再建立起来，这一个是他心中所关切的。”
The Lord said, "I'll raise
the temple again in 3 days, and that is his concern."
所以保罗也告诉我们，应当以基督耶稣的心为心。That
is why Paul encourages to have the mindset of Christ.
这一种的启示越高，这个人就越谦卑。The
higher the revelation is, the more humble the person is.
主耶稣基督的那个谦卑，看见说最后成全神的旨意，并且最后把荣耀归给父神。
We know that the
Lord humbled himself to fulfill the will of God and to bring all the glory to the Father.
感谢主是为着他，然后我们再看第三方面启示的目的。
We know the revelation
is for God himself. And now we're going to look at the purpose of the revelation.
这个就是我们基督徒生活的第二个原则，讲到信心的原则。
Now we're going to focus more on the second principle
in life of Christians, that is the revelation, that is the faith.
若是从启示来的，它必定给我们建立起活的信心。
What the revelation brings
is to build living faith in us.
他讲到活的信心呢，那个其实就是在22节这里讲到，所以到他从死里复活以后。 门徒想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的这个信。
An example of the living faith
here is in verse 22. It says that after he was raised from the dead, his disciple recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken.
我们过去弟兄也在交通到信心跟顺服的功课。
Our brothers have shared the lessons of faith and obedience.
信心是借着顺服而夸胜。
Faith claims victory through obedience.
所以呢，信心是表现在行动上。
So the faith was expressed in action.
所以为什么说是一种活的信心？
That is why it's a living faith.
这一种的行动是不断的，没有停止的，一直有活的那个经历来认识基督，来真的知道他。
And we need to be
continuously in action to know more of Lord and to do His will.
为着这个缘故，我们会进入各种各样的试炼里面去。
For this reason, we encounter many of
the trials and trialing times.
我们总是希望说我们适应了主之后一切都平安，家庭和睦，夫妻相爱，然后工作也顺利，什么都好。
We hope that
after we believe the Lord, everything will go very well in family, in the workplace, and there's nothing that goes wrong.
这当然很好，但是我们实际的经历的里面，主会把我们带进各样各样的试炼的里面去。
Good wishes. However,
the Lord will lead us by His wisdom into trials.
使我们能够真是单单的信靠我们的主。
So that we will,
we will trust Him more and trust Him only.
这种的信心不是人的自信。
That faith is not based on our own self-confidence.
今天很多人我们在世界上能以用信心这句话，当我们做事情的时候都会问他说，你有信心吗？你有没有信心吗？他也是这样问的。
And so this, oftentimes we, in the world,
we use that word faith as we're talking about confidence.
那可能也会达到一种的目的，也带出一种的果效。
It serves
its own purpose and it probably has some limited effect.
但是与这里主耶稣基督在我们圣灵要在我们身上达到那个信心是完全不同的层次的。
But the living faith that the Holy Spirit is going to
build up in us is on an entirely different level.
这个启示在我们身上达到一种的目的，那一种的信心是无伪的信心。
是 revelation that
the revelation of the Spirit is going to accomplish is a faith that is genuine.
是纯洁的，是单纯的那一种向着主的顺服和忠心。
It's a pure faith, a pure
trust in the Lord.
那么，既然讲到这个信心的时候，我们就交通到那个第二方面。这个信心是借着怎么样子？是借着与他的话语的调和，才能够产生真正属灵的实际。
So now we realize
that the faith is to be mixed with His Word that will eventually produce the spiritual reality.
主耶稣告诉我们，这等真理的圣灵，他来了，他要带领你们进入一切的实际。
The Lord Himself
said that the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, when He comes, He will lead you to know all things.
也就是我们刚才以赛亚书所读的那个暗中的宝物。和那个隐秘的财宝。
That is the hidden treasure in the
riches stored in the secret places that Isaiah talked about.
他总是把那个这个财宝跟宝物，那个那财宝跟宝物其实就是圣灵。他总是把属天的最宝贵的带进他给他自己的教会。
And the Holy Spirit is that
ultimate treasure and ultimate richness.Because the Lord always, because God always gives the best to His people.
信心跟他话语的调和，在圣经中有非常非常多的例子。
There are so many applications.
We saw in the scripture mixing the word and the faith.
你可以从亚伯拉罕的一生，你可以看见许许多多这样的例子。
And you see many examples
in Abraham's life.
他相信神的话，他的行动，他就。他得了一个实际，就进迦南。迦南就是那个属灵的实际。
And he believed what the Lord
told him, so he moved to Canaan. And that Canaan is the spiritual reality for him.
以撒在神的心意中他早就在了，但是必须要亚伯拉罕凭着那一个信心来接受神的话，那一个调整，那以撒才真正的产生。
God has already
purposed Isaac in his will, but Abraham must use faith to believe, and then that Isaac will come.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕说要把以撒献上，带到摩利亚山上奉献给神的时候，亚伯拉罕那个信心跟神的话一调和的时候，就成为建造圣殿的那个根基。And
when the Lord commanded
Abraham to offer his son Isaac to sacrifice him, that Abraham used his faith to mix with the word of God, and that becomes the foundation for the temple.
所以你看见，要去从整个圣经去看这些的例子，非常非常的多。那我再引用一个，就是在第二章里面的故事。
We
find so many examples in the Bible, but I want to talk about in John chapter 2, what we already know.
我们知道前面讲到这个主耶稣在迦拿的婚宴上， 我们看见那个舀水的用能。
In chapter 2, we have read during the wedding of Cana,
those servants that took the water out.
他们就是因着主耶稣的话而有信心的行动，然后你就看见说，当主耶稣告诉他们做什么，他就做什么的时候，那个信心借着行动与主的话一调和在一起。
Whatever the Lord said, they took action. They did what they did.
Exactly what the Lord told them. And when they mix faith with the Lord's word, you will see that the guests can have the best wine.
所以我们看见这些属灵，所有在我们主观的经历上，你就看见说，出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Experience, we know that the word of God carries power.
那么他能以信托我们吗？
But the question is, can the Lord entrust himself to us?
很多在耶路撒冷的犹太人呢，他们看了神迹，也信了他的名，但是主耶稣并没有把他自己信托交托给他们。
And the scripture says many people
saw the signs Jesus performed and believed in his name.
因为他那个信不是与神的话调和，他们的那个信乃是看那个神迹。
Jesus would not entrust himself
to those people because they did not mix faith with the word. They only saw the signs, so they had a shallow belief.
所以我们的信心在神面前，实在说来，不愿能。 去见证怎么样子，因为主知道人的心。
We do not need other people to test, the Lord does not need other
people to testify because he knew what is in men, well, mankind.
我们这个人是多么的不可靠啊。
And we should know that how untrustworthy we ourselves are.
我们时刻是每时刻都在变的。
It changes all the time.
Every moment.
How can God entrust
himself to us?
感谢主, 圣灵在我们里面做那无往不透的工作。
Praise the Lord. The Holy
Spirit is doing his work everywhere.
他在我们每一天的生活上带领我们。
He leads us in our daily life.
你我一定要尊重圣灵在我们身上的主权。
We must obey, be
obedient to the work of Holy Spirit in us.
使我们在每一天的生活当中跟随圣灵。
So that we will follow
the Spirit closely.
以赛亚说，救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至影的神。
Isaiah said, "The Lord is God who has been hiding himself."
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
would give you difficulties and challenges, a challenging situation.
但是圣灵, 也就是你的教师, 却不再隐藏。
But Holy Spirit, your teacher,
he's no longer hidden.
你必看见你的教师, 你或向左或向右, 你在左右为难的时候, 你必听见后面有声音说, 这是正路, 行在其间。
You will be able to see
your teacher. So when you're when you have difficulty, don't know where to go, left or right, but you will hear the Holy Spirit voice to tell you, this is the right path. Remain in it.
从此之后, 主在这个新约的圣, 当圣灵来到的时候, 所有一切, 之前是从来没有人看见神, 但是当主耶稣临到的时候, 只有在父怀里的独生子, 就将他表明出来。 所以我们的神, 祂是乐意启示的神。
So, as we have read,
no one has seen God, but his one and only Son who's in God's bosom has made God known to us. So we know that God loves to reveal himself to us.
感谢主, 是圣灵的工作, 使我们能够有条件, 有能力, 能够承接主耶稣基督的。
Praise the Lord by the
Holy Spirit work in us. You transform us to be ready to take what God is going to give us.
总的来讲, 我们要看见每一件事情它的来源是怎样子的。
Like everything
we need to know the source.
还有它的性质, 还有它的目的。
And its characteristic and its purpose.
最近我常常, 每一件事情, 我都在思想, 这件事情的到底, 它的来源是哪里呢? 然后这件事情的性质是怎样子呢? 然后这件事情, 它要到, 它要导成的那个目的, 方向是在哪里的? 这个要我们慎重在神面前去思考的。
Lately, I've noticed
the things that happened, everything that happened to us, I took time to think about what is the source of this, and what are the attributes, and where it's leading me to, the purpose.
感谢主, 但今天主已经将他自己显明给我们。
We praise the Lord for
today. He revealed himself. He has revealed himself to us.
但愿我们真是能够在我们的生活生命当中每一天都能够听见。 那一个圣灵微小的声音。
May we turn our ears
to the Holy Spirit and hear His gentle voice that how He leads us in our daily life.
你看多少有我们为难的时候。
We oftentimes have difficult situations.
真是我们不晓得怎样往前行。
We don't know how to go forward.
但是这个保惠师圣灵他永远与我们同在。
Holy Spirit,
He's going to be with us always.
他总是把有一个目的,
and he always has this purpose to lead us into the richness
in Christ Jesus.
可能我们今天大家都有不一样的难处, 都有不一样的问题。
You and I, each of us have different challenges, different difficulties to deal with.
去看的时候, 有时候也找不出那个解释是怎样子的。
If you just think about it, examine it, we may not find a solution.
但是不要忘记, 当埃及全地都黑暗的时候, 以色列家中有光。
But let's not forget,
when the entire Egypt was covered in darkness, but in the house of Israel, there is light.
他的云柱火柱会一直在我们前面。
And that column of fire and clouds, it's in front of us, leading the way.
这个世界, 特别我们所处的世界, 你看如今就是, 要不就是瘟疫, 要不就是征战。
And the world we live
in, we see there's disease, there's epidemic, there's war.
所以你去看这些世界新闻的时候, 你我心中也是非常难过。
We always carry we tend to carry a heavy burden when we watch the world news.
但是感谢主，主保守我们在他的家中，在他的旨意的里面，他亲自来安慰我们。
But the Lord will comfort
us, and keep us in His house, in His will.
如同诗歌所唱的，何等的安慰，蒙圣灵的安慰。
Just as the hymn says, the comfort that we receive from the
Holy Spirit, what a comfort it is.
感谢主，我想我交通就到这里。
Praise the Lord, we'll have this fellowship today.
And
let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你实在是那一位乐意启示的神。
And you are God
who reveals yourself to us.
你是愿意我们走在你的光中的神。
And you're willing to
lead us to walk in your way, in your light.
主啊, 当真理的圣灵来的时候, 就把我们带进属灵的实际。
When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will lead us into
to the spiritual reality.
但愿启示跟信心正式能够支配我们的一生。
May the Holy Spirit's revelation and faith dominate in our life.
直到我们见你的面。
Until the day we see
you,
主啊, 我们在心里的深处说, 主啊, 愿你快来。
From the bottom of our heart,
we say, Lord, may you come.
让我们天天能够预备油在器皿的里面。
Help us to prepare
that we always have oil in the lamp.
好叫我们能够像聪明的童女一样能够进入那爱的宴席。
And as we like
those wise virgin that we can enter the feast with you.
愿主你继续向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to our heart.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.